A Pennsylvania teenager is under arrest for an unusual crime. Authorities say it is the first known case of computer hacking, identity theft, and securities fraud all rolled into one. NPR's Kathleen Schalk has details.
19-year-old college student Van Din was in trouble, according to a suit filed by the Securities and Exchange Commission. He had bought about $100,000 worth of put options on Cisco Systems stock. These would have given him the right to sell the stock by a certain date at a price set in advance. He was betting the stock would fall by then, allowing him to buy it at the new low price and sell it back at the higher one. Unfortunately for him, the stock's value stayed up. Din's options were about to expire worthless. So he allegedly took an even bigger gamble and hatched a scheme to foist his losses on someone else. John Stark, chief of the SEC Office of Internet Enforcement, says Din went into StockCharts.com, an online forum for investors.
Found a bunch of people who were participating and sent them an email saying, hey, you're participating in this forum. I have my own stock charting tool. Would you be interested in giving it a try? It's pretty good.
But what he really sent them was a disguised version of a keystroke logging program called the Beast that some businesses use to keep track of how employees are using their computers. The victim downloaded it.
The next thing that happened was all of the keystrokes of that person were recorded by the Beast and then sent back to the sender, in this case, Mr. Din.
That's how Mr. Din allegedly found out the man had an online brokerage account and figured out his username and password. Then he allegedly put his worthless options up for sale, logged into the victim's account, and placed an order to buy them, emptying out the account completely. If it had worked, he would have saved himself a bunch of money. The SEC's John Stark says this case should serve as a warning that investors should protect themselves by checking account statements, being careful what they download, and using firewalls or antivirus software.
There is some degree of sophistication required, and I think, you know, the fact that Mr. Din was 19 years old, you'd think, well, how sophisticated could a person become if you add 10 or 20 years of experience in terms of how to commit these types of crimes? But do I think anyone's ever going to get away with this in the future? No.
Stark says anyone who tries to commit securities fraud using the internet leaves plenty of evidence, just as Din did. If convicted, he faces a maximum of 25 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.